Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of Q&A. We've got an interesting show for you today. We're going to start out talking to our old buddy Tom Agostino. You know Tom from the Folk Sessions Concerts and from the Highland Center for Natural History. So we'll be talking about both of those topics. We may reflect also on a movie that's playing right now at the Harkins Theater. And if you are a fan of classic folk rock, you will need to see this movie. So stay tuned for that interview with Tom. And then coming up after the bottom of the hour news and weather break, I got a chat with an author named William Dameron. He is an IT expert for his company, Corporate America no less, IT expert who got catfished. If you don't know what that means, catfished means you've been fooled by somebody online into keeping up communication with them when, in fact, this person is a completely fictional character. And there was a movie out, I want to say around 2009, something like that, called Catfish, and it kind of created the term. It coined the term, and it was about a guy who had maintained what he thought was a several months long relationship with the woman of his dreams. And when he traveled to meet her, she didn't even exist. Well, this book is about catfishing. It's called The Lie, and it's a very pertinent title because once this IT expert got catfished, it forced him to confront a very personal lie he had been living his entire life. And it's just in time for the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall affair in the Stonewall protests in New York. So a very timely interview coming up at the bottom of the hour with William Dameron. Well, you know, sometimes truth really is stranger than fiction. You can't make this stuff up, folks. The Orange County, California, the Orange County District Attorney's Office announced today that multiple felonies and misdemeanors have been filed against numerous people who were involved in a fight at Disneyland. Now, the fight occurred earlier this month at Toontown. This sounds like a joke, but it's not. Those involved were originally only cited that day, but after the brawl made national news and YouTube, thanks to that disturbing video, they're investigating further. Now, the footage, which you've probably seen, shows two men and two women throwing punches at each other. This is all the same family, near multiple young children, some in strollers. Avery Desmond Edwin Robinson, who's 35, should know better, was charged with five felonies and nine misdemeanors for allegedly attacking his sister, brother-in-law, and girlfriend, endangering his child and three other kids, and threatening to kill members of his family at Disneyland. Whew, man, oh man. And another man in that party, Damon Petrie, who's 44, is facing one misdemeanor count of battery. He's married to Andrea Robinson, who's accused of punching Avery Robinson's girlfriend in the face during the melee and faces a maximum of 6 months in jail if convicted. Where do these people come from? They stage that kind of nonsense at Toontown at Disneyland. You must wonder what they must be like if they're your neighbors. I'm telling you. Sometimes truth really is stranger than fiction. Well, we've got Tom Agostino in the bullpen, ready to step up with even better news for us. Hopefully that's coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Spread your wings and celebrate your freedom to choose, to roam, to relax. Seize the day in an RV you found at Affinity RV's Red Tag Row. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV. We've moved new and pre-owned RVs to Red Tag Row and slashed prices below dealer cost, including a large selection of Winnebago, Grand Design, Lance, Keystone, Open Range, and Jayco, known for their reliability and exceptional resale value. For as little as $3.88 a day, you can own an RV and explore all the scenic wonders America has to offer. Stop today for the best selection. Enjoy complimentary food and beverages every Friday and Saturday at Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyle together for over 22 years. Proud to have been chosen one of the top five elite Blue Ribbon RV dealers in the U.S. and Canada. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, or online anytime at AffinityRV.com.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get your air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 208. It's always great to have a friend in the house. Of course, that's the case right now with Tom Agostino. We've known Tom for many years as the impresario behind the folk sessions, as well as his role at the Highland Center for Natural History. Tom, I don't know how you keep juggling both those balls in the air, but both of them are very, very busy venues right now. Let's start, for the sake of argument, with what's going on at the Highland Center. I assume you have a list there?
Highland Center, you know, we always do a lot, and we're coming into the month of August, which is a very big time because mm-hmm. we have our Arthropalooza Family Fest.
Can you say that on radio?
You can say, you know, Arthropalooza is a word you can say because it basically means bugs.
Oh, okay. I'm a little worried there.
And if you like bugs, you're
they're having a time of their lives.
You know, because this is hands-on stuff. This isn't just, you know, stand back and watch. This is you get your hands in there, you feel the wings, you have the bodies of some of these things. You get to really experience the incredibleness. I mean, when you think of the insect world, there's probably nothing more incredible in terms of nature than what comes from that just that world in terms of what we use in our life, in our daily life.
Sure.
And so we get into it, and we'll have all of the discovery stations open, so there'll be a lot of hands-on bug stuff going on.
And not only are bugs, you know, vital in our ecosystem, but we are just a little bit outnumbered by them, aren't we?
I think probably a trillion. Probably about more bugs at the Highland Center than there are people in the world.
Sure. And you've got, that's the Family Nature Fest.
Yes.
And that's coming up on Saturday, August 17th, right?
Yes.
And it's funny because you also have coming up on August 20th, just 3 days later on a Tuesday, from 9 to 12, Insects of Death, the Science of Forensic Entomology. Boy, that sounds just creepy enough to draw me to it.
Yeah, and that's part of our adult programming, our out, you know, nature outdoors, where we kind of got deeper dives into science.
Yeah.
And it's meant to really do, you know, really for you to learn some things that you're not going to learn just, you know, watching the Discovery Channel.
And you know, part of it, from what I understand, you can learn about insects that specialize in finding and devouring carrion. Mm-hmm. And that explains why certain little creatures who may have been killed disappear after a while, because the insects take care of them.
Oh, yeah.
They?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
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 Major food source.
Yep, indeed. And I noticed, too, you've got Diane Iverson coming back for several sessions, part of her colored pencil drawing series.
Well, you know, one of the wonderful things at the Highland Center is that we get to offer usually two or three times a year seasonal color pencil drawing classes with Diane Iverson, who is so wonderful. And what's so good about, you know, that a lot of people can draw, but not a lot of people can teach you how to draw.
I always wondered about that. You know what? I always wanted to be a comic strip artist.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
Because I already have the stories, the dialogue ready. Mm-hmm. So if someone can draw, give me a call.
Yeah.
We'll go into partnership. But I could never draw. I could never draw a straight line.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny because people always told me, oh, DJ, you have beautiful handwriting.
Uh-huh.
So you'd think if I can write that well, my cursive writing, I could draw. Mm-mm, can't do it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and so if you have a love for this kind of stuff, and if you have any bit of, I would say Diane's classes aren't for beginners.
Mm-hmm.
I would say you have to already know that you kind of have a love for this,
sure,
and you have some kind of proclivity that you can actually communicate on paper.
Mm-hmm.
and her classes are just wonderful. And what she does is she does them seasonal. So the summer class will focus a lot on monsoon energy and a lot on what nature looks like in this time of year. So you'll,
oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, especially a lot of them, it's, you know, this is a turbulent time in,
yeah,
nature.
A lot of things going on in nature.
Yeah, fire, you know,
sure,
monsoon,
oh,
rain.
And, you know, I would imagine, too, if you are the artistic type and you've got your materials with you, you might want to set up an easel somewhere in the Highland Center outdoors and just start sketching what you see.
Well, huh? can I share something with,
sure,
you?
Sure, please.
What you're talking about is plein air painting, where you set up,
that's
the easy
what?
Plein air, PLEINAIR, plein air.
I've never heard of that. I'll be,
and what that is painting in nature. You know, a lot of times you take a photo of something,
oh, sure,
and you go home and you spend 10 weeks doing it. But plein air painting is you go out, you set up your easel, you have your, and you're there till you paint it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have fest. In fact, the Grand Canyon Plein Air Festival is world known. We are at the Highland Center, not in 2019, but in 2020, in October 2020, we'll be sponsoring the first Prescott Plein Air Art,
no,
Festival.
Kidding.
It's going to, yeah, with the city of Prescott as our co-sponsor.
How cool.
Yeah, so breaking news on DJ Phone Show.
And it was one of those natural segues. I had no idea about,
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I have to throw one thing at you about the Diane Iverson classes. Now, you're a folk music guy. Do you remember the famous album cover for America's Greatest Hits? It was a pen and art. I'm sorry, it was an ink and pencil, I believe, art cover,
uh-huh,
showing the band, different locations around America, stuff like this. It was a beautiful album,
uh-huh,
cover. Do you know who drew that?
No.
Phil Hartman. The guy from Saturday Night Live.
Whose wife killed him?
That's right. Yeah, in fact, I worked at the restaurant where she had her last,
no,
drinks. I used to go past that house,
oh,
every day on the,
oh,
way to work. I'm
that
not
was
kidding.
So tragic.
That
he
was two blocks from where I worked.
He was such a talent. That was tragic.
Wasn't he? No, he not only drew that album cover, because he was a graphic artist,
I didn't know,
by
that,
trade. He also did the famous Crosby, Stills, and Nash logo, which was on all
Phil
their albums.
Phil Hartman.
That was Phil Hartman.
Now,
can
that's
you believe
trivia.
That? Now, how's that for useless trivia?
That's great.
See, that's why I can't do
stuff.
Car repair. Because,
yeah,
I have brain cells occupied with stuff like that. You know, and speaking of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, there's a new movie out. Tom, anybody who's a fan of the Folk Sessions, and you know we have an awful lot of people in this area who are, man, there is a movie playing at the Harkins right now in Prescott Valley. It might only be there for a couple of weeks, so you don't want to waste time. It's called Echo in the Canyon, mm-hmm, and it's an 82-minute, very short, 82-minute documentary about the legendary folk and rock voices that came out of Laurel Canyon,
mm-hmm,
in the Hollywood Hills in the mid-60s.
Uh-huh.
And it focuses mainly on Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, Mamas and the Papas, the Birds,
uh-huh,
people like this, and the Beatles' influence comments on all of them.
Uh-huh.
Also, Brian Wilson. There are interviews not only with all of those people, but also with Eric Clapton, Tom Petty, people like that who were so influenced by what they heard. So let me ask you, when you were a kid, what was your first exposure to folk or folk rock?
Boy, when I was a kid, I don't know about folk music so much, but you know, because you grew up in New York, you know,
you're exposed to everything.
I grew up in Brooklyn, you know, that's where I grew up until I was like 16 years old. So we had, you know, it was a lot of, it wasn't folk music. You didn't hear a lot of folk music.
Well, not New York. That's true.
No, you know, my first influence for folk music was when I actually moved to Canada.
No kidding.
Yeah, I moved to Toronto. I was living in Detroit, and I moved to Toronto, and I actually got an opportunity to run a little coffee house. It was called Sunday School because it was in a church. It was in Bathurst Street United Church. It was called Sunday School, and I hosted it. And so I got to meet folk music, especially Canadian folk music.
Sure.
And I had a few mentors who would introduce me. Like my first musical idol in the folk scene was Fred Neil, who wrote Everybody's Talking.
Oh my gosh, the Nilsson song, yeah.
Yeah, and Dolphins. In fact, Fred Neil was the MC at a club in Greenwich Village where Dylan got his first job being a harmonica player for Fred's house band.
How odd is that? So how long were you in Toronto?
I lived in Toronto for about 4 years.
I have heard so many people praise Toronto, such a metropolitan city, I mean, cosmopolitan. What was your experience?
I moved to Toronto from living in Detroit. And when I lived in Detroit, I lived on a street where every house on that street had been burnt down in the riots, except my house and the house next door.
Wow.
And in Detroit, you didn't go out at night. You didn't go downtown or something. You went to your destination. I moved to Toronto, and they have what's called Yonge Street, which is the downtown.
Yeah.
And it's
Y-O-N-G-E, right? Yeah.
And it's like Disneyland.
Well, that's where Maple Leaf Gardens is.
And it's like Disneyland. And you'd go out, and it'd be people out on the street at night.
Yeah.
And me and my friends who moved up there from, you know, I moved up with a group of friends from Detroit. It was like nothing we'd ever seen before.
I can imagine. Yeah, and you know what? I've only been in Detroit one time, and I went for a baseball weekend back in 98 because I wanted to see Tiger Stadium before they tore it down. And I went, one of the games I went to was a night game.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know any better. I didn't know anything about Detroit. I should have done my homework. And I was staying in a motel on the riverfront, and I'm walking home back to the motel from Tiger Stadium through Bricktown.
Uh-huh.
And some locals told me later, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You walk through Bricktown at night by yourself? Yeah, nobody bothered me. Count your blessings. It's like, oh, okay, maybe I shouldn't do it anymore. And then, of course, I went across the river to Windsor, spent some time over there.
Beautiful.
But wow. So you went from Motown. the home of Motown. Well, you lived there.
Yeah, when I lived in Detroit, too, I was involved in a lot of stuff, involved in music.
Sure.
And one of the things we did is we had a venue, you know, where bands rehearsed in it.
Yeah.
Because we had this thing in the announcers. We had this big rehearsal hall. And Iggy Pop and the Stooges rehearsed there. Grand Funk Railroad rehearse there.
Isn't that where Bob Seger met Glenn Frey
in
Detroit?
And back in those days, I was actually friends with Ted Nugent.
No kidding.
Yeah. He was actually one time when
the
I lived
Motor City Madman.
When I lived in, I have to say, of all the musicians I've kind of hung out with, not as a professional musician, but like just because I'm a fan, he was the nicest person to me.
No kidding.
Yeah, I was living in Toronto. I had moved to Toronto, and I was homesick for Detroit, really homesick. And Ted Nugent was playing locally, and I don't even remember how, but I got backstage, but probably because I knew him a little bit from Detroit, and I kind of
back in the Amboy Dukes.
I've already played that up really big, and they were so nice. I got to basically hang out for about 3 hours in their tour bus.
Yeah.
And we just hung out, and they basically took a Detroit boy in, and they made him feel at home, and you know.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, he was a cool dude.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know what, Tom? We've got some great folk sessions concerts coming up that our listeners want to know about. We're going to get to those in just a moment. First, we're going to take a break and pay some bills on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com. More coming up with Tom.
How can you save hundreds of dollars right now?
By having Findlay Toyota Prescott pay your city sales tax on any new Toyota.
Buy any new Toyota through the end of July, and Findlay Toyota Prescott will pay your city sales tax.
No conditions.
Everyone qualifies.
Stop in and register to win an amazing $4,000 dream vacation. No purchase necessary.
A four-night Ireland getaway for two, including resort and airfare.
Or a five-night Disney Caribbean cruise for four, including airfare to the port.
Or a six-night Atlantis Bahamas getaway for two, including airfare.
Browse our full inventory at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. Then come in for a test drive.
When you take the keys,
we'll take care of paying your city sales tax.
And get you registered to win an amazing dream vacation.
Is this incredible or what?
Drawing to be held July 31st.
Thank you for making Findlay Toyota Prescott the Daily Courier's back-to-back top dealership 2 years in a row.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy. We are everybody's hometown dealer.
On approved credit plus tax, title, license, and $4.95 dock fees.
John Dombrowski here with your culture and economy tip number one. Ignore the temptation to keep up with the Joneses. Don't worry about what others have. Instead, focus on what you've accomplished and what you can improve on. Creating a solid foundation for your financial future can make a huge impact for your retirement. I've been assisting my clients reach their financial goals for over 25 years and can help you as well. Call 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Visit us at GrandCanyonPlanning.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Again, that number is 480-991-1055. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning and Client One Securities are not affiliated.
There are children in our community who need us. Take 3-year-old Lily, abandoned by her mother and neglected by a father who abused illegal substances. Currently, she lives in a foster home. Her volunteer advocate works with health specialists and the court to give Lily a chance for a brighter future. This is Quincy Castleberry. Stand up for children like Lily. Learn more about becoming a court-appointed special advocate by contacting the CASA office at 928-771-3165.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of Batteries Plus Bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, and everything in between. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Stop into your local Batteries Plus Bulbs store and save $10 on Duracell Ultra Car Batteries. Or visit BatteriesPlus.com. See website for offer details and limitations.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 224 with our friend Tom Agostino. Well, if you've ever been in the mood to just sing, 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 you're in the right place, yeah. Right, Tom?
Yeah, next Sunday, to August 4th at the Highland Center. It's going to be a co-production between the Highland Center and the Folk Sessions.
Is that next Sunday or the one after?
Not this one. Not this coming up. Next, yeah, yeah, like August a week 4th, from yeah. this Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be just a fun day to what I did is I invited, you know, everybody loves these tribute bands that are playing everywhere, you sure. know, and part of it is because you want to be able to participate in the music. You know, it's music you know and you love and sure. you know you like it. And you feel comfortable that you can sing out and nobody's going to hit you and stuff like that because it's made for that. So what I thought we would do is do a day of that. All songs where you can sing along to, songs you grew up knowing and in the folk tradition. You know, this yeah. is the centennial year for Pete Seeger.
Oh, that's right.
Were he alive, he'd be 100 this year.
Mm.
And so in his spirit, in the spirit of Dylan and Woody Guthrie and Peter Paul and Mary, we're going to have a festival of songs that you, where everybody's in the band.
Oh.
You know, and I invited some of my friends who do that kind of music, like Brad Newman.
Sure. Brad's a great guy.
Yeah. McDougal Street West, who do the Peter, Paul, and Mary tribute.
Mm-hmm.
I invited the Robertson Sisters, who do all of that traditional old folky stuff. So good. Lisa Amar, who, if you haven't heard Lisa's one woman Joni Mitchell show, blow you out. She's so good. And she does Joni Mitchell. And Ron from McDougal Street West, who does the one-man Gordon Lightfoot.
Oh, my.
If you close your eyes, you think it's Gordon singing. He's so good.
Isn't that so?
Yeah, so we're going to have concerts all over the Highlands. We're going to take over the Discovery Gardens in Ramada. Then we're going to have a sit-down concert and in the amphitheater at 3. Plus, we're going to have the sing-along cafe, which is going to be basically a bulletin board with songs, and you pick the song you want to hear, and we'll sing it for you.
Oh, wow. How cool is that?
Yeah, and I'm also going to do, you know, over the years of doing the folk sessions, I've been sent hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of really good music for musicians. I'm going to have the biggest CD rummage sale you've ever seen. It's time to pass this music on to other people.
Pay it forward.
Yeah. So it's going to be all day from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Highland Center. It's $20 a ticket, and if you are a member of the Highland Center, it's $12. Mm-hmm. Five for kids. Go to folksessions.com or the Highland Center website for information and tickets, and come being prepared to sing
along. There you go. You know, when I went to a John Denver concert back in 1980 in my hometown, he opened the show by saying, "We welcome you to sing. All we ask is you sing the same song we're doing." That's all we ask. You know, you've got another big event coming up too, Tom, for the Folk Sessions. It's the big broadcast, and this is coming from a portion of the Elks Theater. A lot of people haven't seen, but it's becoming a terrific venue, isn't it?
The third floor of the Elks is about the most beautiful room we have in Prescott, I think, for intimate, you know, it seats about 100 people if you're doing a concert kind of thing like we do. Mm-hmm. Very intimate, and they have another room where you can have your reception and the meet and greet with the artist.
Sure.
They have a full kitchen in the back so you can have food. They have a bar so you can get your beverage. Beautiful stage, and I have to thank Bob Zucker from Amaze Music down in Phoenix, who donated lighting to the Folk Sessions. We have beautiful lights at the Crystal Ballroom, so it's well lit now. Our first show there was like, we need lights. Mm-hmm. And it's very intimate. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the Folk Sessions live. Years and years ago, we did it in the Vine to Wine, the basement of the St. Michael's Cafe.
Oh, yeah. I was there for breakfast last Saturday.
Yeah. Downstairs, they used to have a wine bar called the Vine to Wine. And for about a year, we did the show live there. And it's fun. So we're going to invite people to come in. We're going to have contest giveaways, get the audience involved. Gail Stagger is going to be our guest, Meg Borman, the Fare-Thee-Wells, Amy Hale. And it's just going to be back like the old days, live radio.
You know, I was just going to say, because it takes me back to what a lot of country fans grew up with. You know, in the small towns across rural America and through the Bible Belt, the Grand Ole Opry on the radio.
Well, that's basically the model of it.
Yeah.
You know? They did it the best. We had the combination of comedy and music, and we're going to have all our, you know, you do commercials. We're going to have them all done live by guest celebrity live commercial doers.
How cool is that? Wow, that is a real throwback.
Yeah, and we'll see. If it works, we'll do it like every other month or something. We'll make it a semi-regular thing and just do radio live. And, you know, as you know, there's nothing more fun than doing radio.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. You know, Tom, a few weeks ago, I had the fortunate opportunity to MC the Bluegrass Festival for 2 days downtown.
Oh, nice.
That was a wonderful, wonderful event. We had an all-time record turnout, by the way, thanks to the weather, not to me. But one of the bands there was a bunch of kids from pretty much the same family. And one of the singers was 12. Another one was 14.
Wow.
And about 2 months ago, they were in Nashville at the Ryman performing with Marty Stewart.
How cool.
Now, let me ask you how cool that must be to be that young, but even better. You mentioned the term before. You're paying it forward with the old CDs that you're letting people pick up. How important is it to recognize very, very young talent and let them know the legacy they're carrying forward?
You know, it's really important. You know, I think, you know, mentoring and anything you do, not just music, right? Anything you do, as soon as you can find people who can recognize in you your passion and your love, the fact that this is something you really want to do it and give an interest and help you along the way. I mean, I don't know if there is any other door to success than having people who help you and show you the way and teach you how to do it, whether it's how to do a radio show, whether it's how to play the guitar, whether it's how to fill out a tax form.
You got to have mentors.
And musically, you know, and a lot of us can do that. And a lot of us do that. In Prescott, too, you know, we have such a Drew Hall, what Drew does.
Drew
mentoring
was here a
young,
week ago.
Mentoring young. There's nobody like Drew who does that.
Well, in fact, Drew is going to be on the Elks Theater stage this coming Saturday with Anton Teschner.
His Sumatota band.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Sumatosis band. They're going to have the bass player. He used to play with Stevie Dan. His name is escaping right now. And also the drummer, Gigi Gunaway, is going to be joining them on stage. Yeah. That'll be, and then coming to the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center, speaking of folk and country people, remember Leanne Rimes when she was 13? She had that big hit, Blue, remember that? She was only 13, now she's in her 30s, and it'll be good to see her too. But man, when you see a really talented young musician, that just makes your hair stand on
you,
doesn't it?
Yes.
And don't you just want to talk to him and say, man, you know, take care of your talent and, you know, make sure you follow the right path and stuff. It's just great to see that much in this area too.
Yeah, and you know, we've in Prescott, we've birthed some musicians who are now entering into the world outside of this little region and starting to make a name for themselves outside.
Well, in fact, the headliner for the Bluegrass Festival was Sugar in the Mill.
Yeah, they're a good example of that.
And they'll be on the show sometime the next couple of weeks because they're doing a CD release show at the Elks Theater on the 31st. That's a Saturday for Labor Day weekend. And they are going to be going places. So it's just so great
to
see that.
To complete the circle, the Fare-Thee-Wells, which is our group, right?
Sure.
One of our members of the Fare-Thee-Wells is Meg Borman. And Meg's son, Kazi, is a bass player for Sugar and the Mint.
No kidding!
So it's all a giant circle, isn't it?
Isn't that something? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, now, last name Borman. Okay, hello. Now it all makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, this truly is a small town, isn't it?
Truly is.
Everything
a small
comes
town.
Around in circles eventually. Well, Tom, this is just a great lineup of shows that you've got coming to town. Also coming up at the end of September, you have Emily Scott Robinson in early November.
She's really good.
Ramblin' Boys. I mean, man, things are just rolling along for you. It's great to see.
Yeah, well, thank you, DJ.
And tell us how people can learn more about what's coming up at the Folk Center.
It's very simple, folksessions.com.
Very good. And that is Tom Agostino. Also exciting events coming to the Highland Center for Natural History. And you can reach him at the Highland Center by doing what?
Highlandcenter.org.
There you go. It's right. They can't make it easier than that, can you? And by the way, folks, and I do mean folks, folkies, do not miss the chance to see Echo in the Canyon. It might not be very long, be there very long at the Harkins. It's a wonderful movie. You'll walk out of there smiling. Great, great movie. Stay tuned because we've got local and regional news and weather coming up, followed by a chat with an author whose book you will find absolutely fascinating. His name is William Dameron. The name of the book is The Lie, and there's a double entendre with that title. So stay tuned for that on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live at kqna.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to CenturyPainting.com.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty Safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty Safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty Safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Prescott Living Magazine, the voice of the community. The summer 2019 issue is now available. Pick up your copy today and see who won the cover photo contest and read all about tourism and recreation in Prescott. The issue features an interview with Jim and Linda Lee, the new fashion section, and so much more. To find out more, like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Prescott Living Magazine or visit PrescottLivingMag.com. It's about local. Come see what Prescott Living is all about. Prescott Living Magazine.
It's important to you to stay connected with what's going on in our community, particularly when it comes to your health and the health of your loved ones. You need to stay on top of the latest in local and regional healthcare news. Your preferred healthcare media destination here in the Quad Cities is YRMCHealthConnect.org, Yavapai County's premier healthcare blog, created and managed by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. It offers one-stop, first-run access to information that's important to you. What's going on in our healthcare community? YRMCHealthConnect.org offers a wealth of articles and videos covering topics such as new local healthcare providers, the latest healthcare services in our community, and local and regional healthcare news and information. A few clicks to subscribe and you'll be notified on your computer, smartphone, tablet, or other preferred device when there's new content. Stay connected with YRMCHealthConnect.org.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday the 23rd. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. As of today, the museum fire burning near Flagstaff has burned 1,800 acres. Rich Nieto is the incident commander.
We have close to 600 personnel on the fire right now as we speak. We have zero containment at this point. I expect as we go further with this that that'll go up.
Operations Chief Todd Abel explains why some residents were evacuated.
Those homes aren't threatened at this point. The reason we went to that go in that area was because for public safety and for firefighter safety, get those folks out of the way so that we could be in there doing our work and make sure those houses aren't impacted.
A meeting will be held at 6 o'clock this evening at Flagstaff High School to update local residents on the status of the museum fire. Partly sunny all week with scattered showers and storms today and tomorrow. A 40% chance for more Thursday, 20% Friday. Highs near 85 today and Wednesday, 88 Thursday, 91 Friday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Cooling after bedtime tonight to a mostly cloudy and rainy 64. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, about the same chance for showers and thunderstorms, with partly sunny highs today and Wednesday near 96, 101 Thursday and Friday, cooling to a rainy 69 after bedtime. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Please be fire safe and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperert of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Welcome back to CarMax Will Buy It. Let's jump right back into the action. A used minivan with 200,000 miles. Cassandra.
CarMax Will Buy It.
That's correct. The car you're driving now. Cassandra again.
CarMax Will Buy It.
You're on a roll. Any car at all, no matter what. Jerry.
Is the answer CarMax will buy it?
That's right, because CarMax buys all the cars, no matter what. No questions asked. CarMax will buy it.
Hello, I'm Rocky Coronado, and an Air Force veteran and the lead case manager for the Homeless Veterans Program with Catholic Charities here in Prescott. Our veterans program serves Yavapai, Coconino, and Mojave counties. Our program helps veterans who are experiencing homelessness obtain affordable housing. We also help veterans keep their existing housing if they're facing eviction. You do not have to be Catholic to receive help, as we do not discriminate. Just call 855-256-9419 or go to CatholicCharitiesAZ.org and select the Veterans tab to request assistance. Thank you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Well, William Dameron is an IT director for a global economic consulting firm where he educates users on the perils of social engineering in cybersecurity. So imagine how he felt when he discovered that a selfie of his had been stolen by strangers and that his image and identity of a 40-year-old straight white male had been used to hook countless women into believing lies on social networks and dating sites. Now, ironically, Mr. Dameron, I understand that you had been living a lie yourself that had lasted more than 20 years. What was that?
I was a gay man married to a straight woman.
How do you hide that from your wife and two daughters?
Well, when you grow up in the closet, you become a really good actor. You are super organized, and you know where everything is at all times. So I grew up in the South in the 60s, and being gay just simply wasn't an option.
Sure.
And so I learned how to hide that and how to become an actor.
And that story is detailed in your new book called The Lie, a memoir of two marriages, catfishing, and coming out. Now, for some of our listeners who don't know the term, explain the term catfishing.
Yeah, catfishing is, the term catfish came from a documentary by Neve Shulman.
Mm-hmm.
He documented how he had a relationship with a woman online who used fake pictures and pretended to be someone she was not. And that's where that term comes from. So catfishing is anybody pretending to be someone they're not in order to establish a false relationship.
And tell us about your supposed truths that are unmasked for lies, about having your profile picture stolen and used to catfish all those women.
Yeah, so a few years ago, I received an email from a woman who said, the first line of her email was, "Your face has meant a lot to me, but now I've found out it's a lie." And she went on to describe her four-year online relationship with this man she never met, who used my pictures to catfish her. And when I did a reverse image search, I found out that my picture was synonymous with 40-year-old white man or 40-year-old man selfie. Even today, if you Google that phrase, my picture will show up as the top. And she was not the only one. I've had 10 to 12 women contact me to say that they have been catfished. And it's not easy, really, to do a reverse image search and then track down the actual person. So if it's just 10 or 15, that's the tip of the iceberg. And so it sort of allowed me to look at my story through that lens of catfishing. I had pretended to be somebody I was not, only in person, not online.
Wow. Now, you live in Boston. Tell us your opinion of the straight pride parade that's making so much national news in Boston.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's interesting. I think it's still going to be a gay parade, maybe not pride, because I think studies show us that those who are most homophobic are the ones that sort of have those homosexual tendencies. And there's really not a reason for the straight pride, because that's every single day of the year. Straight people aren't fired from their jobs for being straight. They're not denied housing for being straight. So there's really not that reason for straight pride. I think as a gay person, when you're in the closet, you never really celebrate anything. Because you're in the closet, you don't really get to celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, any of those everyday things. when you come out, you finally can sort of celebrate those things. And I think that's why it's important for gay people to have straight or gay pride parades.
Now, I understand in California, what is referred to as conversion therapy is now outlawed. But your book maintains that most conversion therapy occurs at the dining room table. Explain that, please.
Yeah, I think that is sort of a common myth that people believe that conversion therapy only happens in institutions. Gary Conley wrote a wonderful memoir called Boy Erased about his experience in an institution. But so much of it really does happen at the dining room table because family, parents, whoever will talk about how they don't believe that being gay is acceptable or that it's a sin or that it's something bad. And a lot of this affects kids when they're sitting around the table or in their home. This is the message that they're getting day after day. And when you're a child, that sort of goes in without a filter. And as you grow older, it's hard to extract that back out.
And this, of course, last month was the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising in New York City. When I was in New York, I visited the Stonewall Bar. Tell us why that event is such a big thing in U.S. history.
It occurred in 1969. Stonewall was a gay bar then. There were many trans people of color as well that were in the bar. It would frequently get raided. And one night in 1969 in June, the patrons decided they just weren't going to take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so they fought back. You know, they decided to throw rocks and bottles and say, we're not going to put up with this anymore. And that was the modern day sort of spark for gay rights, and this was the 50th year, and it's really important to remember that event and to celebrate that and to teach that.
Now, since you're the IT director for a global economic consulting firm specializing in cybersecurity, was there a part of you that said, I can't be catfished, but if you can, anybody can, right?
Yeah, you know, I actually use it when I educate our users. Mm-hmm. On the day that they come in to work, I will tell them, okay, Google 40-year-old white man. They'll look at their phone and look back up at me and just have this look of shock. And I'll tell them, okay, my face is the face of deception. The way that we're going to get hacked is not by somebody tunneling in through our machines, because machines don't have emotions. People do. So the way that we're going to get hacked is somebody's going to pretend to be someone they're not. They're going to gain your trust, and then you're going to give them something you shouldn't. And I think that always sticks with them. You know, they know. It creates sort of this connection. Especially with their IT director.
Yeah. The more I read your book, The Lie, the more I realize that coming out made you a feminist ally. How is that?
When I was in the closet, I portrayed this really hyper-masculinized ideal of what I thought a man should be. You know, I thought he should be big and muscular and, you know, not show emotions and dress a certain way. And that's damaging. It really is. And at the end, I was taking steroids to sort of bulk up on the outside in order to sort of shore up what was crumbling on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Once I came out, I realized my biggest fear was that somebody was going to call me gay.
Ah.
I didn't care about that anymore. If somebody calls me gay now, I take it as a compliment. And so I'm modeling to my daughters this image that, you know, men can be sensitive. They can have feelings. And married to my husband, I don't accept the traditional roles that are thrust upon us. We do the things that we're best at.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm also modeling gender equality to my daughters.
And the name of the book is The Lie, a memoir of two marriages, catfishing, and coming out by William Dameron. How can our listeners get a copy of The Lie?
So they can visit my website at www.williamdameron.com, and I have links to all the places where they can get a book,
including our local bookstores. And we thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your publishing.
Thank you so much, DJ.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Oh, you know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, You Pick It, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Primavera Online School, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. The D-backs host the Baltimore Orioles Tuesday at 6, Monday at 11:30, Met 99.9 FM in Prescott, Met 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
It's 2:31. We are back live at Q&A. That interview with William Dameron for his book, The Lie, was timed particularly for this week because not only is it reflective of the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots, but this week at the Harkins 14, there's a marvelous movie. It's called The Art of Self-Defense. It stars Jesse Eisenberg as a real milquetoast who's bullied and pushed around by everybody. He has no self-esteem whatsoever. And after he is badly beaten by a passing motorcycle trio, he looks for a way to defend himself, and he starts by buying a gun. And the gun owner tells him, you are aware, of course, that people who own guns are more likely to die violently than people who don't. And he takes that warning and, you know, goes through the proper waiting period for licensing and stuff. And during that time, he passes by a karate school. And he looks inside and sees what's going on, says, I want to be a part of that. Well, what he doesn't know is that the head of this karate school is a bit of a mind control freak. And I'll leave it there and tell you that the movie is all about what is expected about being a man. And he goes from milquetoast to masculine, to macho. And the movie has shades of Fight Club,
The Karate Kid, provided Mr. Miyagi was a Jim Jones or David Koresh character, and also Full Metal Jacket. So if those three movies are in your movie list, you may want to see The Art of Self-Defense. It's playing right now at the Harkins. Hey, speaking of the Harkins, Tuesday Night Classics tonight at the Harkins 14 in PV and the Harkins 6 in Sedona. It's the Eminem film, 8 Mile, co-starring Kim Basinger and the late regrettably dead at a young age, Brittany Murphy. Boy, what a star she would have been. It'll be a busy weekend at the Harkins here because this Saturday they're going to screen The Lion King 19 times and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I've been waiting for months. They're going to screen that 15 times, yes, all in one day. So have your Harkins rewards card in hand when you get to the box office. If you're a fan of the Julia Roberts TV series Homecoming, Janelle Monáe will be taking over the leading role because Roberts only had a one-season deal. So Janelle Monáe will be the lead actress for season two. She'll portray a tenacious woman who finds herself floating in a canoe with no memory of how she got there or even who she is. Now, Homecoming was Julia Roberts' first TV series regular role, and that, again, was only for a one-season commitment. Also want to let you know, coming up this Saturday, as I mentioned with Tom Agostino, it'll be Drew Hall along with Malin Hawk, Gigi Gonaway, and Anton Teschner with our buddies Nick Canuel and Sean McDermott on the stage of the Elks Theater this Saturday evening at 7 o'clock. Don't miss that. Also, this is the 30th anniversary this month of Seinfeld and the movie Do the Right Thing. Also, it's the 20th anniversary of the first televising of The West Wing. Don't forget, Diamondbacks baseball tonight at 6 o'clock with the pregame, 6:40 first pitch, and noon tomorrow with the pregame, 12:40 for Wednesday's first pitch. Because of that, no Q&A tomorrow, and I will not be here Thursday, but my friend and colleague Gregory Scott will, and his guest on Thursday's show will be Rocky Coronado. You may have heard his commercial for the Catholic Charities of Veteran Services. That's Q&A Thursday at 2 when Gregory Scott will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.